Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick!
Hello. How are you, sir?
Nick.
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today?
Good, good, good.
Well, we're pumped up. We got a baseball team that's knocking on the door. We don't necessarily think it's going to get into the playoffs, but it's knocking on the door, Nick.
Yeah, so the Guardians have won, what, 9 of 10? Taking care of the Tigers, 4.5 games out of the division, 2.5 games behind both the Red Sox and the Mariners for the final or even the second wild card spot in the American League. So what's fascinating about the Guardians, and we see this in baseball, right, where teams can get hot at the right time, and it's certainly possible that the Guardians keep up this red hot play, and maybe they catch Boston, who's obviously without one of their best young players, Roman Anthony. The Mariners have been really hot. I doubt Seattle's going to fall back to that degree. And I am a Yankees fan, but I do think the Yankees are good enough to not fall completely out of the playoffs. What's very funny is even if you look at the Rangers, who are right behind the Guardians, although two games back of Cleveland in the wild card race, the Rangers' run differential is plus 87. The Red Sox plus 104. The Mariners plus 56. The Yankees plus 128. The Guardians' run differential this year is minus 25. So they are like wildly, and it sounds like I'm saying that as a negative. It means that this is like a clutch team, right? And like a well-managed team with Stephen Vogt. The fact that they're 9 games over 500 despite a negative 25 run differential is pretty crazy.
It is.
It tells me that they're over their skis right now, and I think it's unlikely that they make the playoffs. But look, on baseball, all you have to do is get hot towards the end of the year, and you can absolutely make a run. So I'm fascinated to see what the next week or so is going to hold for the Cleveland Guardians, and also for the Red Sox, and the Mariners, and the Rangers, and my New York Yankees in the American League.
All right, so who do you like for the wild card, then, with this race being so tight?
I'll take the three teams that are in it right now, and I'm going to end up losing some money. I liked the Rangers a lot at various points this season to make it, and it just feels like they're not going to be able to get over the hump. They've lost 4 straight games. They had been hot before that, so they're 4.5 games out now. Still like 11 games, like 2 weeks left in the season. It feels like Texas is really up against it here. I don't know if Cleveland has the horses. It would be cool if they made it, but I don't know if they have the horses. I think it'll be the three teams that are all in it right now. Yankees, Mariners, Red Sox, probably in that order. Which means that the Yankees and Mariners would play each other in that wild card series.
We can't wait to see how it plays out. So it's great to get your thoughts on that. I'm hard pressed to think our team's going to be able to pull it off. They've won 11 of 12. They've been so streaky, Nick, that you just kind of think, all right, well, they're going to go the other way. I sure hope not, but it's been fun nonetheless. So.
Absolutely. If you're a fan, like you, this is what you want. Like you want to be in September and have your team being alive for have it clinched or be alive for a playoff berth, and they're squarely in it. So it's going to be 2 weeks of fun baseball in Cleveland, whether they make it or not. I'm not trying to be a hater when I say I don't think they're going to make it. They certainly could, but if I had to bet on it, I would bet against the Guardians making the playoffs.
I would too, and my guess is you'd bet against the Browns making the playoffs.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's. Oh, and just for context, I have it bet MGM right now, guys. The Guardians' odds to make the playoffs, yes, is +400, so a big plus price. No is a big minus favorite. So no is a big favorite for the Guardians. Again, doesn't mean they can't make it, but the betting market's kind of in line with my opinion here. And I'm just curious if Texas is listed. Yeah, so the Guardians do have better odds than the Rangers. Two games up on them, even if I do think the Rangers are a better team. And no, like the Browns are not going to make the playoffs. But, you know, the final score last week, obviously the Ravens laid it on them and scored 41. And the Browns got that touchdown at the end with Dylan Gabriel to make it 41-17. Like, you guys watched the game. All your listeners watched the game.
Yep.
That was not a 41-17 game if you actually watched. I thought the Browns defense played very well in that game. Like, am I crazy for having that opinion?
No, you're right. You're right.
We're with you on that one.
Okay.
And I mean, the offense gave up 21 points. Let's be honest.
Yeah, and look, like, you can take a look at what happened in week one also, where the defense holds the Bengals to 17 points, and the Browns win that game, obviously, if not for the kicker, and then the receivers bobbling two balls right into the hands of Cincinnati Bengals defenders. So I'm not here to tell you guys that the Browns are an excellent team. They're not. They're going to go to the playoffs. They're not. But I do think that they are better than I think the national perception of them is right now. And it's been a fascinating betting market for this week when they host, obviously, what looks like the best team in the league through 2 weeks, the Packers, who annihilated the Lions and then annihilated the Commanders and have a mini bye here, right? They played last Thursday, so they're going to have 10 days off before this game, so they have the rest advantage as well. And despite all of that, the Browns have been like a pretty hot bet among sharp bettors. And for people out there that might think that's nuts, again, what I would point you to is I think last week's final score is extremely misleading. This defense, I actually think, is good. Like, the defense is good. The offense is not good. And especially once Flacco inevitably gets benched and it's Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, it's going to be a disaster with those two quarterbacks, at least at the start. But I think there is some optimism, guys, that the Browns can keep it close this week. Maybe not win the game, but keep it close against the Packers. And the other thing I'll offer just on the Browns, and I've said this the first couple weeks I've come on the show, again, like, if you're a Browns fan, like, don't measure the success of this season in wins and losses. How do the young players look? And I thought for the second consecutive week, I thought a lot of the young players looked good on the Cleveland Browns, and I think that is cause for optimism.
Nick, what's your best bet for this week? What team do you feel the best about, NFL? Obviously.
All right, so let's see where we're at with current numbers here. All right, the bet that I like the most, this is going to be one that people are not going to like because I am betting against a team that has looked awesome to start the year. I'll take the Broncos +3 on the road at the Los Angeles Chargers and Justin Herbert.
Wow.
Listen, LA's been great to start the year, obviously beating the Chiefs Friday night in Brazil of week one, and then nationally televised audience. And, like, I don't know if you guys stayed awake for the game. Like, I fell asleep in the fourth quarter. Like, so, I'm 42.
I was up and down the whole game. I was like a baby. I'd wake up. I'd look at a score. I'd close my eyes. I'd wake up. I'd watch
it.
Yeah.
It's crazy, right? Like, we're all operating on you guys are Eastern time, right? In Ohio.
Yeah.
I'm right about that.
Yep.
So it's like, man, like, I got a young kid. Like, I can't stay up till 1 a.m. It's really tough. But listen, like Herbert played well, and the Chargers, you know, intercepted Geno Smith 3 times, and the defense was great. So a lot of positive pub around the Chargers, and the Broncos are coming off like a mind-numbing last-second loss to the Colts where Sean Payton blew it at the end.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling for a field goal block, the leverage call that enables the Colts for a 15-yard shorter attempt, and they make it. And Peyton took responsibility for it after the game. Coming into the year, I liked the Broncos more than the Chargers. And I have to acknowledge that the Chargers do have a higher ceiling than I expected because they're throwing the ball. They have the highest guys, the Chargers. You wouldn't expect this with the Jim Harbaugh team. They have the highest pass rate over expectation of any team in the league, which means that, you know, if you expect them to run the ball, they are passing the ball more often than any other team in the league. So I have to acknowledge that their ceiling's a little higher, but I don't think they're 3 points better than the Broncos. This is going to be the best defense, probably by orders of magnitude, that the Chargers have faced this year, and I'd like to see Justin Herbert prove it to me in a spot like this. I'll take the three with Denver on Sunday.
What's up with Kansas City?
Well, a couple things. I do think that the quarterback needs to play better. I think he's missing more throws than he's missed in the past. He's the least of their concerns, but I do think that that's important to say. Also, Travis Kelce looks like, you know, he's like in the NWO. He's going to take his shirt off and he's going to have an NWO shirt on underneath. He's making multiple plays in the first two games of the season that hurt his team and benefit the other, whether it's injuring Xavier Worthy early in week one against the Chargers or, you know, not catching a pass right in his breadbasket on the goal line, bobbling it into the arms of Andrew Mukuba, who picks it off and takes it 50 yards the other way. You know, if he catches that ball, the Chiefs go up 17-13 against the Eagles, and maybe they win that game. So the Chiefs have a couple big issues right now. Kelsey's one, Mahomes is another, the defense is another. This is not as good a defense as it's been in previous years, and they have no explosion right now with Xavier Worthy out and Rashee Rice being suspended. Now, Worthy did practice yesterday in a limited fashion for the Chiefs, so maybe he's back on Sunday night at the Giants. I do think this does set up as a big-time get-right spot, guys, for the Chiefs. I'm a Giants fan. I can almost guarantee that Travis Kelce will score a touchdown and get off the schneid. I think the Chiefs win, get to 1-2. I still think they're a playoff team at the end of the day, but, man, I liked them to win the Super Bowl this year before the season, and I have to be honest, at this point now, they do not look like one of the two or three best teams in the conference at this moment.
All right, Nick, Jeff and I sit here and we debate this all the time because we are Kent State graduates and we are proud alumni, and we were thinking, going back and forth between, can they lose by 40 or 41? They've got a big game against Florida State. Will you even look at a game like Kent State, Florida State? No, seriously. Well, is there a college game you like this week?
I'll give you just a quick thought on Florida State, Kent State. I can't name one player on Kent State.
That's so okay. We went there, and we probably can't either. Oh, no, I could. I was not even playing quarterback yet. Their quarterback's pretty good.
But here's how I'd like to think about the game, and it doesn't mean that I have to be right. But, you know, Florida State beats Alabama in week one, right? Mm-hmm. And the sky's falling for Bama, and it's like, yo, does Bama suck? Like, how good is Florida State? And Bama since then, and I kind of still think the jury's out on Bama this year to a degree, but Bama has been awesome since then, right? They're rattling off wins, they're winning games by huge amounts, and to me, like, that makes Florida State look even better, right? Because they didn't just beat Alabama in the season opener. They, like, handled Alabama in that game. And it's not like Bama struggled to beat Wisconsin this week, and it's not like this is a classically good Wisconsin team, but Wisconsin's not bad, like, not one of the worst teams in the country, and Bama destroyed them. So I think that makes Florida State look better, so if I had to bet that game, and I'm not going to, but if I did, I would actually lay the points with Florida State. A couple college games that I like for this weekend. Let's go to the Big 12, guys, where Baylor is a 2.5-point favorite on Saturday night against Arizona State. And I just want to talk about Baylor quarterback Sawyer Robertson, who's a huge price right now to win the Heisman. He probably can't win just because, statistically, when you look at the history of this award, he's a little bit behind where most quarterbacks who win this award are at this point in the year. But he's electric. Like, he's going to be an NFL quarterback. He's going to be playing on Sundays. And I think that his ceiling makes Baylor one of the two best teams in the Big 12. I like Baylor laying the points. I like Baylor, a short money line price against Arizona State. We could stay in the Big 12. The noon kickoff game is Utah hosting Texas Tech.
Probably should be one of the best games of the weekend.
Yeah, it should be an awesome game. And Utah, you know, Dampier, their quarterback, is one of the Heisman favorites. I don't know if he can win the award, but he's been great. Utah's been awesome. Utah's hosting this game. Utah has multiple NFL offensive linemen. Now, Utah's been getting bet out, so they're almost a 3.5-point favorite. This was under 3 a couple days ago. I think if you wanted to, you could pair, like I do, like a Utah-Baylor two-team parlay. I like that. And if I had to give you one other college game...
Auburn-Oklahoma would probably be the next best game.
I like Auburn.
Yeah. Oh, really?
So, look, John Mateer, Moneyline Mateer, he's been great. He's one of the Heisman favorites. Brent Venables looks like he's finally turned Oklahoma around and have them back as a national power. And they could definitely win this game. And it looks like this point spread, guys, is going to go to 7. So it's currently Oklahoma minus 6.5. The game's in Norman, but it's juiced towards the Sooners. So we might see a full 7 here, and that'll be my buy point on Auburn. Venables was a great defensive coordinator with Clemson and in other stops. I'll take Hugh Freeze as a head coach over Brent Venables. I think Auburn's awesome. I actually think that they're way underrated at this point right now, which, again, I don't know if they're going to win, but I do like them to cover. I will wait for a 7 for Auburn at Oklahoma, and I'm laying the points with Bryce Underwood in Michigan as well on the road at Nebraska this weekend.
Nick, Browns Packers, give us a quickie.
All right, so I'm just going to go back to my NFL tab to make sure I have the right. Okay, so on You Better You Bet a couple days ago, I talked about the under in the game, which was 42. Now we're sitting 41.5 with, you know, like the Browns offense is not very good, obviously, and the Packers defense is great. So how are the Browns going to score in this game? Like, how many points are the Browns realistically scoring in this game? But on the flip side, you know, Jaden Reed is out for the Packers, who's arguably their best, like, complete wide receiver. And the Browns' defense has been, I know they let up 40, we talked about this, right? The defense was way better than the final score indicates and was great against the Bengals and Joe Burrow and company in week one. Are the Packers just going to roll out of bed and score like 30 points in this game? I'm not so sure. Now, like Flacco potentially turning it over, defensive scores have me a little, like I know a lot of people like the Browns. I don't know if I can make that bet. If I had to bet this game, guys, I would go under the total. This screams like 23-13 Green Bay, 23-16 Green Bay, 20-13 Green Bay, something like that coming up on Sunday.
All right, Nick, thanks, buddy. Always a pleasure.
You got it. Wishing everybody minimal sweats winning bets. The absolute very best of luck.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.